The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We are keeping it wholly focused here, 100%, on this trade deadline. And did you hear Breslow there just talking about Meyer? He was almost like he's such an important part, big part of this organization. He's like, I mean, was a big part of this organization. He couldn't even, it's like he's had to say that so many times. You know, it's like that that phrase is programmed in there right at the forefront. And it's just, he corrected himself.
Marcelo, you know, he's a really big part of this. Or nope. He was a really big part of this organization. And
he was. Actually, he really wasn't. You wanted him to be. You wanted him to be. Sam Kennedy wanted him to be. John Henry and Tom Werner wanted him to be. Kid was born to be on camera, as we could all see from those wonderful commercials. Some people just, you know, they get on camera, they're awkward, like me. Some people, like Marcelo Meyer, just make love to the camera when they see it. But it was more than that. It was really more than that. There was a whole ad campaign, a whole media blitz that went into the ascension of Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony, and Christian Campbell. And it fell apart pretty quickly, at least from it being all three of them. That fell apart like almost immediately last year. Campbell took the money, hit for about 3 weeks. You remember, he actually hit for 3 weeks in March.
Rookie of the month in
into
April.
Yeah, he was good in April. Rookie of the month. Look, it got off to a great start with Anthony and Meyer waiting for their call-ups, but here's Campbell at a position that they needed help at, second base, and here he is mashing to open things up. That's how this all started. At the major league level, that's how this all started. Obviously, they were great in the minors. But once they really decided to lay it all out there and say, here it is, all right, the youth movement begins at the major league level right now, here today, with Christian Campbell at second base, which was so funny because he was the least ballyhooed of those three guys coming out of the minors, for sure. But he took that money. They needed a second baseman for opening day, and he's out there raking. And now here we are, August 3rd, the following season. Christian Campbell, where is he? I've not heard his name hardly at all, except that he's not hitting well in the minor leagues either. He's had a couple of hot streaks, but not really nearing a call-up at any point, barring some kind of wild emergency. Roman Anthony, we don't have to go back over the unbelievably frustrating season that Roman Anthony's having, but he's not here, and he's not contributing, and he hasn't for quite some time. And Marcelo Meyer is now a San Francisco Giant, traded for not really anything special. Traded for a middle reliever, realistically a middle reliever that they have sights on being a lefty setup arm at the ceiling. Like, that would be his ceiling. Because right now the Red Sox have two righty setup men and a lefty closer. And I think they would like to have a lefty arm out of the bullpen, not named Aroldis Chapman, that they can go to in late innings, and also not named Giovanni Moran or the other kid who's probably... Watson, he's a lefty, right? He's probably going to be the one who ends up getting optioned down. Oh, Watson's a righty. Who's the other lefty? Rule five. So who's the other lefty then? Is there even another one? Why'd I think Watson was lefty? I know Moran definitely is. And maybe that's it. So when you think about who's going to have to be optioned out to make space, probably one of those guys. Although I think, even though Moran's not been great lately, he's a guy that you'd probably want to keep over Watson. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what they end up doing. And they'll figure all that out. But the point here is that that's the return you end up getting for one of the three real, in my lifetime, most hype prospects that I'm not sure I can think of too many others that hit that level. Dustin Pedroia was a pretty hyped prospect, but not like this. People thought he'd be good, but no one thought he was going to have the career that he had. I remember Andy Marte was a guy. Was that Mike Lowell? Was he part of that trade? Andy Marte and the Mike Lowell trade? There was other names, you know? Stolmy Pimentel and guys like that. I only remember his name because it was so weird. But there's been plenty of them. Plenty of these kind of prospects. Oh, Joe Braverman is trying to get my attention. And he is trying to tell me that Bradfoe wants to call in. What, he's too important to come in here? Too important to come up in the studio?
He said he just left the Nesson Studios because they had
the Nesson Studio is 2 minutes away from here. It is not far, Bradfoe. All right, you can call in if you want to. But we're talking about Watertown to Brighton. We're not talking about we're not talking about crossing the bridge to Charlestown here. This is easy. You can walk there from here. All right, Bradfoe, you can call in. Fine. You can call in. But first we'll go to the other callers.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Including Bob in Rhode Island, who's been waiting a long time. I'm not sure, do what exactly? Gloat? I don't know what you're gloating about, Bob. What do you got, Bob?
Hello, is this Christian?
You sure? You bet your ass it is, Bob.
Bet my ass? So, are the Red Sox ever going to, are they going to make the playoffs, you think?
Looks like it. They're the playoff team right now.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, do you think they improved their team today?
Absolutely, I do. Do you not?
Well, unfortunately, you might be right, but Meyer was a big prospect.
He was, yeah. He was a big prospect and a crappy actual player in the majors. Go ahead, Bob. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. But who did they acquire? Some draft choices or what was it?
No, for Meyer, they got a lefty reliever named Eric Miller from the Giants, who was humongous. He's 6'6", like 270. He's a huge guy. And they also got Adley Rutschman today, Bob. Thanks for the call. Can I just say, Bob, the Red Sox hater, who calls from Rhode Island, sounded more dejected just then than I've ever heard him before. He sounded like a broken man. If Bob the Red Sox hater is that upset, if he's that low, then that means... now Bradfoe's stopping by. Did I just shame him into coming in here? Good. Good. Bradfoe, go down there with your badge and check in. Come on up in the elevator and let's have a radio show, okay?
That's so mean.
He was in Watertown. He's like, just pop, I'll come right in. I said, sure. And now he's like, oh, well, I'm just getting out of Watertown. Well, yeah, Watertown's right over there. I can see it from here. I can look over the window. I can see Watertown. It's not far away. Like, really, it's right down the road.
It was nice to see Bob humbled.
And I want to see Bradfoe. Is that so wrong? I want to see my friend. I haven't seen him in a while. It's a road trip going on. I see him at Fenway all the time. I haven't seen him in a while. I get lonely here, Joe, you know? 617-779-7937. Not as only as Bob, though. Bob sounded like he was a million miles away.
Because his team, the Yankees, wanted Adley Rutschman. And
I know.
Who swooped in and stole him away.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Yankees had a good deadline. I think they did. Yeah, I think they did. Garcia, that's a good pickup. And it cost them, but, you know, it costs to do these things. I'm glad the Red Sox got in the game. Let's go to Sean in Hampton, New Hampshire. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good, Sean. How are you?
Hey, I want to talk about the Myers trade.
Okay.
I think it was the best thing that the Red Sox did. You know, I have watched at least 155 games of Red Sox for the last 20-something years, and I watched the eyes on Myers. I watched the eyes on Tristan Cassis. They don't care.
Okay.
Sick brag, bro.
You watch the eyes, and I can tell everything I know about a ball player just by looking in the eyes.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.